Windows down, music up. Get ready to hit the road in a new Chevy SUV or truck. Chevy is a name you know and trust. It's Chevy as American as apple pie and baseball. Check out the full line of Chevy vehicles at your local Chevy dealer. Chevy, drive Chicago.
720 WGN with John Landecker. You know, it's been said on this program many times that I live for chaos. And tonight we've got some behind-the-scenes chaos here at 720 WGN. It seems that Eli has been preparing. I mean, he could do the sports because he has a head full of sports. But other than that, there's this concept that we talked about, I don't know, 2-3 weeks ago. Explain yourself.
Yeah, we cooked this up last week on the group chat. We were launching a new game called Two Truths and Eli.
Because, you see, he's Eli.
Yep.
Get it? Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
So what this game is going to be is I have prepared three news stories. Okay. Two of them are real from this week, and one of them I have written all by myself.
Okay.
And your job, John, is to figure out which one of these three is the fake one.
Well, am I ready? I guess I'm as ready as I'm ever going to be.
All right, here is story number one.
Yeah.
L.A. Dodgers top prospect Kendall George had his minor league season go to the dogs when the team's bat dog darted on the field, causing him to leap out of the way, injuring his knee in the process. Now, it's a really shaggy story, but George was positive he knew something was wrong right away.
Oh, man.
And Achilles, the dog, has been suspended by the team. He's surely in the doghouse now.
Wow. Eli, come on now. I thought I was the bad one with the puns.
Oh, we're just getting started.
Great. Okay, go.
Story number two. A man in Chula Vista, California, a town known for its large vegan population, is upset with the California Bacon Company for releasing excess gluten into the air on a daily basis. The man has filed a report with the city council of air filters replaced daily at the factory before the mass production of hot dog buns ahead of the 4th of July holiday and America's 250th birthday. The man's petition currently has 174 signatures online. That's story number two.
Yes, story number two. One more.
The third one. A woman in New York has gone viral after body cam footage was released following her being pulled over by an officer for allegedly texting while driving. Mm. The officer claims she had the phone in her right hand. The only problem, she didn't have a right hand at all. The woman won the case single-handedly, later revealing the case was dismissed due to a lack of evidence.
Well, I'm going to get, you know the stuff that I sent you? The clips that we play?
Yeah.
Do you see, is there one labeled like right hand or hand something?
I don't know if you gave me one of those for tonight, but this has been a very popular story. But
I know, but I've got an audio of the policeman and the woman.
Yeah, I was hoping you didn't see that one. But if it's narrowed down to a 50-50, it's...
Well, I'll get to it later. So, well, obviously I know that that's a real story. I'm going with the vegan thing. That's the false one, in my opinion.
You would be correct, John. The California man being protesting outside of a bacon company for gluten in the air was false, but I had so much fun writing that one. The L.A. Dodgers top prospect was actually injured trying to get out of the way of the bat dog darting onto the field.
I think I had heard something about that, too, and congratulations on the creative writing aspect of it.
That was the fun challenge I kind of faced myself when we thought this game up last week, and hopefully
nobody
I can...
Nobody mentioned that to me.
That was the goal awesome. when we pitched this.
I think that is just awesome.
So we'll play this again next week on group chat or something.
Okay, all right. Come on, John, where is it? Well, I don't know off the top of my head, but later on tonight, give me just 2 hours to look for it, and maybe I'll be able to get it by then. And you will hear the story that Eli referred to is a policeman pulls over a woman and claims that she was driving with a cell phone in her right hand. The wrinkle to the story is that she literally does not have a right hand, and the officer won't buy it. I mean, she sticks out her right arm with no phone in it, no hand at the end of the arm, and he still, she says something like, well, do you think we can just wrap it up then? And he goes, oh, no.
Yeah, she said, can we call it a day?
We're going to call it a day. No, we're not going to call it a day.